Good morning.
大家早上好。
Who is ready for a really short trip to England?
谁去过英国？
Good morning, morning all.
早上好就是大家好的意思。
Out for a stroll in the park, Reverend?
有一个人在公园里面。
I like to come here and find inspiration for my sermon.
我喜欢到公园里去寻找我讲道时候的灵感。
Be prepared for the parable of the discarded beer cans.
去寻找那个比圣经里比喻的那种含义。
Now please do not think that all reverends in England find their inspiration from beer cans.
别以为所有的英国人都会到公园里去寻找灵感。
God has his faithful servants there who find their inspiration in God's word.
我们在圣经中呢可以找到通过神启示我们的话我们可以找到神的话的灵感。
Jesus told perhaps 39 stories that we call parables.
耶稣讲过39个比喻我们称作39个故事我们叫做比喻。
If your teacher gave you a blank sheet of paper and said, please list as many parables as you can, how many do you think you could list?
如果你的老师给你一张空白的纸让你写出到底圣经中有多少个比喻你能写出多少个呢
Or if you came to Sir Jay with a piece of paper and said, Sir Jay, how many can you list? How many do you suppose I could manage?
如果你给我一张纸让我写出让我添出到底有多少个比喻
I have been guilty of having favorite parables.
我很抱歉，因为这个比喻里面我有喜欢自己喜欢钟爱的。
That is okay, probably.
也许这样是可以吧。
Except that I have also been guilty of skipping parables.
但我也感到很愧疚，就是有时候我忽略比喻，有一些比喻我是忽略的。
And our parable this morning is one of the ones that I have been guilty of skipping.
今天我的信息所要涉及的这个比喻呢，是我很感到愧疚的，因为我经常忽略这个比喻。
It's embedded in a passage which is really easy to outline.
这个比喻呢，是那个大纲是很简单的。
In verse 5, the apostles make a request, increase our faith.
这第五节呢就是使徒对主有一个要求说求主加增我们的信心
And in verses 6 to 10 Jesus answers that request
然后从 第六节到第十节耶稣回答了他们这个要求
Very easy
非常简单的线条
But Jesus' answer comes in two parts
但是耶稣的回答包括两个方面
In verse 6Jesus talks about turning the sea into an orchard where mulberry trees can be planted.
在第六节，主的回答是说，涉及到就是说，把一棵桑树扔到海里。
And of course, in verses 7 to 10, we have the parable of the unworthy slaves.
那么从第七节到第十节，耶稣讲到做一个无用的仆人。
I am going to focus this morning on verses 7 to 10, this parable of the unworthy slaves.
我今天讲到的重点就是在第七节到第十节这个比喻。
Let me begin by doing something that is a little bit dangerous.
我今天讲到要开始是以 一种危险的事情来开始。
I'm going to give you four reasons I do not like this story.
我给大家四个原因是我所不喜欢这个比喻的原因。
I'm going to give you four reasons why I would prefer taking black ink and going to wipe it out of my Bible.
我给你四个原因，就是说我恨不得把这个比喻删掉。
But be patient with me because there's no black ink; it's still here.
所以请大家耐心来听我来解释。
But I do not like this story.
但我确实不太喜欢这个故事。
Because it makes me feel like Jesus is not consistent.
因为这个故事让我觉得耶稣好像他的前言后语他不大一致。
Just A few pages before, in Luke 12, verse 37, Jesus tells another story about masters and slaves.
就在前几页，也就是13章第七节，耶稣刚讲过一个关于这个奴仆的比喻。
In this story, the slaves are good and wait all night until the master comes home from the wedding feast.
这第十三章这个比喻呢，就是说，仆人是好的，而且他耐心地等待他的主人回来。
And the faithful slaves are rewarded because it's the master that serves them their dinner.
因为这个忠实的仆人，他最后会得到报偿的，就是当主人回来的时候会服务他。
A few pages later, after Jesus has arrived in Jerusalem,
就在几页之后，当耶稣到达耶路撒冷后，
we find another story about Jesus in John chapter 13.
我们发现了另一个一点都不同的一个故事。
And in that story, it's Jesus that puts on the clothes of the slave and washes the feet of the apostles.
也就是在这个比喻之后，约翰福音里面，耶稣束上带子，然后给门徒洗脚，来伺候门徒。
But in this story, it's different.
但是这个比喻却一点都不一样。
I'm confused.
我感到很困惑。
What is Jesus and God really like?Is he like the master in this story, or like Jesus in his other story?
对，耶稣到底是怎样的一位主呢？他是那两个故事中的那种主呢，还是这个故事中的这个主人呢？
Jesus forces me to think, pray, and listen and study.
真是让我这个故事真是让我感到很头痛啊！我研究了多年，并且仔细的去想，求问神。
But when I think of a world where God is king, I think of a world that has no slaves.
我想象的天国呢，就是我们的主做王的那个天国，是没有奴隶制度的。
Do you ever dream of a world where there are no slaves?
你有没有梦想过这样一个国度，其中里面没有奴隶？
Sadly, we still live in a world where perhaps there are 30 million slaves scattered in different countries.
很悲哀的是，我们现在活在这个世界上，仍然有奴隶制度，在不同的国家都有奴隶制度。
Some of them are here in the Philippines.
有一些就是在美国，有一些是在菲律宾。
And I want to say, let's join together, all of us at BSOP, and let's fight against slavery.
我想说的就是大家团结一致，我们 BSOP 的同学都团结起来，打倒奴隶制度。
And instead, Jesus says, let me tell you a story, Sir Jay, about slaves and what you need to learn from them.
但是这个故事却不是这样的。耶稣对我说， Sir Jay 博士，来我们一起看一下关于奴隶的这个故事。
Over and over again, Jesus does things that I don't like.
一遍又一遍，耶稣总是让我学习一些我不愿意、不喜欢的事。
That tells you more about Jesus than it does me.
让我们讲更多的耶稣，来少讲一些我自己的事。
Thirdly, I like this prayer of the disciples.
其实我很喜欢，就是使徒对主的这个要求。
Lord, increase my faith.
主啊，请加求加添我们的信心。
I know many people who have prayed, Lord, increase my faith.
我知道很多人都在向主求告，主啊，求你增加我的信心。
Faith is really an important theme in the whole Bible.
而且信心是整个全本圣经里最重要的一个主题。
It seems reasonable to me that the apostles would ask, please, Lord, help us to increase our faith.
而且在这里门徒跟主祷告说，跟主求说，求你增加我们的信心，这个对于我来说是一个非常有道理非常合理的请求。
And Jesus could have given a very nice answer.
而且耶稣可以给我们一个非常圆满的答案。
He could have given a Baptist answer with a 3-point message.
他可以直接给我们三点这样的答案。
But instead, he tells these stories which make us search for the answer indirectly and around the corner.
他本来可以直接回答我们这个问题，但他却没有，反而绕圈子说了另外的事情。
But the main reason I do not like this parable is because it makes me think that Jesus does not understand the ways of the world.
但是我不喜欢这个故事的最主要的原因就是，好像从耶稣回答的上面来看，耶稣好像并不知道这个世界的规则。
Because in the ways of the world, when I look at a student to evaluate, is this a worthy student or an unworthy servant, a student?
因为这个世界的方式呢，就是说我看大家是不是有用或者是无用。
I think the worthy student is the one that goes to class all day and then does his or her homework all night.
我认为好学生有价值的学生就是天天来上课并且回去以后整晚都做作业。
And the masters in the Roman world, if you ask them, what is a worthy slave?
在罗马帝国，如果一个主人，你问一个主人他怎么样衡量他仆人的价值？
They would have said, exactly right, Jesus, works in the field all day, works in the house all night.
他们就会说，就像耶稣在这个故事中说的，到田里回来，在田里不断的耕地放羊工作，然后回来还要伺候主人。
And then they would have said, Jesus, where can I find slaves like this?
我可以说，耶稣在这个故事里定义了奴隶的这个定义，给奴隶下了定义。
Because these are worthy slaves by our human standards, aren't they? This is a worthy slave.
按照人的这个标准来说，这个故事里所写的这个仆人是不是是有用的啊，很有价值的。
And of all of Jesus' apostles, and remember, this is spoken to the apostles, to the 12, they considered themselves the worthy followers of Jesus.
我们注意看，这个耶稣整个这上下文这一片整个都是说的对十二个门徒说的话，而且这十二个门徒觉得他们做了很多，为耶稣做了很多，是耶稣很有用的很有价值的跟从者。
They were the ones that left home and family and jobs.
他们离开了自己的家家乡和他们的家人和他们的工作。
They were the ones that followed Jesus wherever Jesus went.
无论耶稣往哪里去，他们都跟从耶稣。
They are the ones that thought they were worthy.
他们认为自己是很有用的仆人。
They expected that when Jesus was successful, they would be the ones to sit on Jesus' right and left.
他们就期待着耶稣有一天得了国度之后，他们可以做到，他们也可以地位提升，坐到耶稣的左面和右面。
And Jesus tells this story that's backwards. These are unworthy slaves.
但是耶稣却对他们说什么呢？说了一些很让人沮丧的话，他们竟然是一些无用的仆人。
These are unworthy apostles.
他们只是无用的门徒而已。
And we often expect that somehow God will reward full-time students and full-time workers.
我们有时候想，上帝会奖励全职的这个神职人员和神职的学生。
That God should bless them in special ways.
上帝会以特殊的方式来奖赏他们。
At least that is what my dentist thinks here in Manila.
至少我在马尼拉的牙医是这么想的。
He has grown up in a Christian family and been involved in church his whole life.
他从小生长在一个基督教家庭，而且他的一生都是在教会服侍。
But when I was last there, we were talking about workers that we knew who were experiencing horrible diseases.
上一次我们会面的时候，我们谈起了一些工人得了一些很可怕的疾病。
And so he waited until I was in the dental chair with my mouth open.
所以我就坐在那个椅子上，张着我的嘴等着。
With all sorts of things stuck in there.
所有的那些器具在我嘴里头插着。
And he said, Why does God allow workers, full-time workers, to experience such horrible diseases in their family or in their own lives personally?
他就说, 上帝怎么允许自己的工人就得这么可怕的疾病, 或者允许他的家人得可怕的疾病呢?
And of course my answer was,
我张着嘴当然说不出话来。
But it's a really serious question, and in a certain way, Jesus answers the question in this parable.
但是这确实是个很严肃的问题, 而且就是在这个比喻中, 耶稣回答了这个问题。
Jesus told this important parable, and the apostles remembered it.
耶稣用比喻说明了这个问题, 而且门徒就很容易记住。
Someone of the apostles told Luke.
一些门徒呢记住这个故事就告诉了路德。
And Luke thought it was worth writing down.
然后路加就把它写了下来,记载下来。
Because there are things that Jesus likes about this parable.
因为他们认为耶稣喜欢这个比喻。
And slowly, the Holy Spirit is helping me to also like these things from the parable.
渐渐的呢,因为耶稣喜欢这个比喻,渐渐的圣灵感动我,我慢慢的也注意到了这个比喻。
Jesus tells this story in order to help, I believe, the apostles to focus on three things.
耶稣说这个比喻,我相信是为了教育门徒,要着眼三件事。
And those three things are directly applicable to those of us in this room.
这三点和我们在座的各位也有直接的关系。
Remember, Jesus is answering the question or the request, increase our faith.
记住,耶稣回答这个问题,回答的是什么问题呢? 是为了增加我们的信心这个问题。
And Jesus asks the apostles to compare their faith to the faith of the slave in this story.
耶稣在这里用这个比喻,把门徒的这个信心和这个故事里面奴隶的这个信心做比较。How
important was the faith of the slave?
一个奴隶的信心有多么重要呢?
The slave was not expected to think of him or herself. The slave was only expected to think about Jesus.
一个奴隶呢, 他从来不期望在自己身上有什么,他总是看他的主需要什么。Wow,
I do not like this idea, but it's an important one.
其实我根本不喜欢这个想法,但是这个很重要。The
slave only has to believe very little about the master. The faith of the slave in the master does not have to be very big, it can be very small.
就是说,奴隶的信心可以很小。
And so Jesus is telling us it's not the size of our, or he's telling the apostles, it's not the size of your faith, it's the focus of your faith that really matters.
耶稣说,那个你的信心大小不是最重要的, 最重要你的信心是在焦点在什么上面, 这是最重要的。
And this is really true.
这确实是真理。
Sometimes we see students that are ready to quit being students at BSOP after maybe halfway through a quarter like this one. Yeah, sorry about that. Sometimes we see students who are ready to stop being students.
Stop?
To leave BSOP.
Sorry. 有时候我们看有一些同学呢,就想放弃学业,离开飞圣。
I am not following my notes right now, so my apologies. And C was one of those students of a few years ago.
几年前有这样学生。
And she felt the weight, Lord, increase my faith so I can do my assignments.
有这样一位女生。 他说,祷告主,说,主啊,求你增加我的力量和信心,让我能把自己的作业做完。
Increase my faith so I can see how the assignments are relevant even when I do not see directly how they are relevant.
请让给我增加我的信心,让我看到这些作业和我的现实生活有什么关系,有多么重要,尽管我不知道它有什么可重要的。
Increase my faith so I can carry on at BSOP.
请增加我的信心，让我能够继续在 BSOP 学习。
And my wife encouraged C, who was a lady, to do something different.
我的妻子呢，就鼓励这位女士。
And her advice was really easy.
她的建议是很简单的。
Don't focus on how heavy the assignment is. Focus on Jesus.
不要把那个注意力放在你的那个繁重的学业上，要把注意力放在耶稣的身上。
The slave is to focus on the master.
就像这个奴隶，把他的注意力，把他的焦点放在主人的身上。
And last March, she stood here and got her diploma and graduated from BSO.
三月份，这位学生他已经获拿到了他的毕业证。
I hope that she is still focusing on Jesus each and every day.
我希望她还是继续将焦点放在耶稣的身上。
Let's say together, we are, in whatever language you have, Luke 17:10b.
让我们看路加福音，第十七章的第十节。
We are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done. A second thing Jesus likes about this is that it reminds us that faith often is very simply hard work.
这个比喻呢，耶稣还让我们学到的第二点就是说，信心有时候是努力工作。
It is very simply doing what God created us to do.
只是很简单的，就是说去做上帝让你做的事。
It is very simply obeying the master.
很简单，就是要服从上帝，顺服他。
The slave does not have to ask, I don't feel like doing this.
这个故事里面的奴隶并没有说我可不觉得应该这么做。
The slave only has to do.
奴隶只是说我要做。
And sometimes studies are like that.It's simply hard work.
有时候我们的学习就是这样，就是努力工作。
And sometimes ministry is like that as well.
很多时候服事也是如此。
It's simply hard work.
只是努力的做。
One of my roles outside of BSOP is to supervise a number of missionaries of OMF serving in the Philippines. Supervise.
教会leader.
I supervise some missionaries in the Philippines.
我呢，在这个菲律宾负责一些就是服事的工作，教会工作。
And sometimes we have lazy missionaries.
有时候我们的那个服事是很懒惰的。
And so we have to remind them that they are here to work.
有一些牧师很懒惰，所以我们需要提醒他们，你是为了工作而来。
Six days God worked, Genesis 1 tells us.
上帝在创世纪中，上帝工作了六天。
In Exodus 20, the fourth commandment of the ten, 6 days you shall work.
在出埃及记也有这样上帝工作六天这样的记录。
And the interesting thing is that faith comes as we work.
也就是说，当我们努力工作的时候，信心就来了。
And this is part of what this story.
这个就是这个故事告诉我的。
I am glad that my master says rest on the seventh day.
我很高兴我的主人告诉我，星期一我可以休息。
But I need to remember to work on 6 days.
但是我需要记住的是，在那其他的六天，我需要努力工作。
Another missionary friend of mine who is older than me told me a different story.
另外一位服侍的同工告诉我这样一个消息，告诉我这样一个故事。
Kuya Mike, older brother Mike, has been a very disciplined and very productive missionary.
麦克弟兄呢，是一位非常有成效、有效率、很忠心的仆人。
There are, oh, by now, hundreds, maybe thousands of Filipinos who now believe in the Lord Jesus Christ because of his missionary work.
因为他传道有效，所以菲律宾成千上百的人都信了耶稣。
There are now strong, thriving churches that exist in places that, when he arrived, there was no church at all.
当他到一个地方的时候，那个地方根本没有教堂，但是通过他的努力工作，他就职堂，而且那教堂是很不错的。
And he has mentored and trained, again, it must be hundreds or maybe thousands of workers for those churches.
而且他为当地的教会训练成千上百的门徒。
Oh, may God help me to be more like Kuya Mike.
我就跟主祷告说，主啊，求你让我像麦克弟兄那样吧。
And this parable is Kuya Mike's favorite parable.
这一个比喻就是这个麦克弟兄最喜欢的一个比喻。
Yeah, pray for me. I'm still getting there.
请为我祷告，我目前还不是太喜欢他。
But for him, he recognized that he was tempted to be proud of his success.
但是呢，他跟我说，他也有那种骄傲的倾向。
But he always had the attitude, this is not my success, but God's success.
但是他总是提醒自己说，这个根本不是我的成功，那是上帝的成功。
His attitude was, I am an unworthy slave.
他的态度就是，我只是个无用的仆人而已。
Let's read together again from Luke 17:10.
让我们再读一遍第十节。
We are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done. Well, if the apostles are not worthy,
如果门徒都是无用的仆人的话，
what would make them worthy?
那么什么使他们有用呢？成为有用的人呢？
And this is a critical question in our ministries.
这是我们服事当中一个非常尖锐的问题，很重要的问题。
If studying hard will not make you a worthy student, what makes you a worthy student?
如果努力学习不能让你成为一个有价值的学生的话，那么什么能使你成为一个有用的学生呢？
And we are into the mysteries here of the role of faith and works.
所以我们现在就有这样一个矛盾，就是说在服事中那么信心和努力工作的关系。
Actually, in this case, there is no mystery.
其实在这节经文里头没有服事。
The slaves worked faithfully.
这个奴隶就是忠心的工作。
Oh, good slaves!
好，你真是一个好的奴隶。
No, bad slaves.
不是的，这里说的是你是一个不合用的奴隶。
Wow, what a key lesson that salvation is only through what Jesus Christ did on the cross for our sins.
那么，什么是有价值的呢？就是说，只有耶稣基督在十字架上钉死之后，我们有那个得救的恩典，那才是有价值的。
We will never be worthy.
我们从来不会成为有用的人。
Our only hope.In God's eyes is through what Jesus has done on the cross.
我们唯一可以成为有用的人、有价值的人的那就是在于通过耶稣基督上帝给我们的那个救恩。
And this is, of course, why I'm learning to like this story.
这个就是我从这个故事中学到的另外一点。
I like the story because it brings me to Jesus.
我喜欢这个比喻是因为耶稣喜欢这个比喻。
It brings me to the cross.
这个故事呢，让我和耶稣同钉十字架。
It helps me to recognize what I must recognize today and every day.
这个故事让我认识到，而且每天都认识到。
It's not the size of my faith.
所有的事情不是取决于我的信心。
It's not my hard work.
不是取决于我的工作的努力。
Yes, I need faith, and yes, I need to work.
是的，我需要信心，我也需要努力工作。
But in the end, I am an unworthy slave.
但到最后，我也只是个无用的仆人而已。
And let's maintain this attitude today and every day. We are only unworthy slaves.
让我们保持这样的心态，而且每天都要想，每天都要保持这样的心态，就是我们只是无用的仆人而已。
Let's sit quietly now and confess our sins and our unworthiness to God.
让我们现在安静心，然后和主祷告，承认我们自己的罪和我们的无用。
God, we confess to you once again that it is only the blood of Christ that makes us worthy in your sight. Let's close in prayer together by standing up and let's pray Luke 17, verse 10 as our closing prayer.
请大家起立。
We are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done.Amen.
Thank you.